Hey, thanks for tuning in to this episode, mini episode, bonus, whatever you want to call it, of Field Notes. And for those of you who are new to this concept, this is essentially where we take back the polished and the rehearsed and the edited concept behind what we're doing with the Growth Signal, where we're interviewing leaders and we're having conversations about the future of customer relationships, you know, how we build them, how we keep them, how we continue to lead as those expectations rapidly evolve. And as I was doing these conversations, it occurred to me that it can't be just talk. We have to have some action. And so every once in a while, when an episode really strikes me, when it connects with something I'm experiencing in building my business, in building my brands, I want to have a real conversation with everyone who is listening about what that looks like in reality. So I came up with this concept of field notes. And don't think of it as a podcast. Don't think of it as a research paper. This is basically a voice note from me to you talking about what I am experiencing. And today's field note is kind of a reflection on an episode that just launched with Gabrielle Mills. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I would maybe go back and listen to it because it will make a lot more sense if you have heard that episode so that you can hear this little field note voice note. So what stuck with me from my chat with Gabrielle was the idea that your business can't grow bigger than you're willing to grow yourself. Now, for me, personal growth isn't the problem. I am the ultimate early adopter. I bet every subscription to every micro learning app. I love deep dives. I love rabbit holes. I love the thrill of the solve. Living outside the comfort zone is actually my comfort zone. Now, where I've been challenged this year is focus. Back in January, I told the world that 2025 was going to be the year of focus, focusing on the things that are right, not just the things that are good. And there's a difference, because when you're wired like me, everything shiny feels worth chasing. And I've been working really hard to make sure my story is cohesive, that every yes is in pursuit of my bigger goals. And that means saying no to something that looks really good, even and especially when it hurts in the moment, so I can say yes to the right things. And TrueView has been the ultimate teacher in that, because most of my past hustles, both side force and main hustle, I could brute force it if I had to. I could pull an all-nighter, I could grind it out, I could deliver, I could make it happen. This one's different, because this time I am not doing it alone. In fact, I can't do it alone. I've got an incredible team beside me, and their fingerprints are all over what we're building. And it's already better than what I pictured in my head, because it's not just mine anymore, it's ours. So here is my reflection, here's my field note. Focus isn't just about narrowing my energy. It's about surrounding myself with people who already share that early adopter spark. People who get excited about trying something new, who love the thrill of the solve as much as I do. And if that's you and you're hearing this, I want you to raise your hand, join my community. And particularly, I would love your feedback. Come kick the tires. Tell me what works. Tell me what doesn't. TrueView is growing, and it's growing with people like you who aren't afraid to build the future in real time. If that sounds like you, if you are the type of person who wants to kind of put your hands on things before they have really entered the market, that true early adopter, send me a message, send me a LinkedIn message, an email, shoot me a text, a smoke signal, carrier pigeon, whatever you need to do to get in touch. I want to hear from you. Let's build something incredible together.